Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It was with disbelief and horror that New Zealand and the world learnt the devastating news of the bombing in downtown Oslo and the subsequent shootings on the island retreat of Utøya, which claimed 77 lives. I, along with my colleagues in the ACT Party and this House, express our deepest sympathies to the people of Norway, which with a population of 4.5 million is not much bigger than New Zealand. And more specifically, we send our thoughts and prayers to the families and friends of the 77 victims whose lives were cut so tragically short that day. We know that words will not ease the sorrow, but we hope that you will find some small comfort in the knowledge that we here in New Zealand stand beside you in this time of tragedy. In the aftermath of this horrific event, the people of Norway, which is home to the Nobel Peace Prize and known for its peacefulness and liberalism, have shown the world how to face adversity with courage. Norway's Prime Minister addressed his country in the aftermath of this attack, but was not intimidated. He has vowed that he and his countrymen will not bow to the will of a madman, and his country will fight back with more democracy, and that July 22nd will be a very strong symbol of the Norwegian people's wish to be united in the fight against violence, and will be a symbol of how the nation can answer with love. It is a sad reality, Mr. Speaker, that tragedies such as this can strike even the most peaceful of societies. But what we can all learn from Norway is that the best way to honour the lives of those who die at the hands of such violent and repulsive people is to fight for and to preserve the greatest aspects of humanity: peace, tolerance, and democracy. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.